Ion, you heard the reference to Solomon's Temple. Was there a Solomon's Temple, Ion?
There was actually three Solomon's Temples.
Mm-hmm. And where were they?
Well, geographically or spiritually?
First, geographically.
Running along the 33rd and a half parallel.
And in many thousands of miles apart, or one at a time?
One at a time.
In the same place?
Within that parallel, yes.
Well, along the parallel near what we know as Israel, or over to France, or over to Asia, do you mean that stretch?
Would be in that Asia Minor process.
Right. And
see, the time, the faces don't change. There was a time there was no Israel.
That's right. As a matter of fact, that is another aspect of Ion, the Ionic civilization back about 700, 800 B.C. in dog years, as we say, was the Oracle of Delphi, part of the first or near the first Solomon's Temple?
Well, that's very interesting. Something could be 2 miles away in ancient history, and it would have been a universal way.
Right.
And something now can be on the opposite side of the globe, and you can all enjoy the same conversation at the same time. Isn't it interesting?
Yes, it's a different situation.
Well, it's a different reality.
The Solomon's Temple, will there be a fourth Solomon's Temple?
There'll be many.
There'll be many more.
What does Solomon's Temple represent?
Perfect words, perfect question. The better question, and they're bringing you right into that place, is for what purpose did the priesthood at the time deem it necessary to build a physical edifice on the planet? For what reason was it? Well, it was to be as a protection for what some of the Christian world or the Jewish world would call the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. And what that was an imbued with power box of the reality that there is non-physical. And you can imbue anything with power. You can imbue a government with power. You can imbue an object with power. You can supercharge a crystal and activate all kinds of releases of energy within that process, because you have the power in your creativity to create. You can have a relationship with an automobile. Try to hurt someone's very fancy car, and you will withdraw an emotion from them. Well, the more you align that process, the original temple was built or created to house the Ark of the Covenant.
Was there more than one Ark of the Covenant?
Well, very interesting. Yes, in the beginning place, there was one box that would hold or house or contain what was then in those days known as relics. What I mean by that is relics that they deemed appropriate. When they left Egypt, they took the bones of Joseph. And why they would not leave poor Joseph alone is an interesting concept itself, but they wanted to take the bones of Joseph to what they were quoted or understood to be the promised land. Oh, I believe that's the land of milk and honey. Oh, I believe they call that Canaan. Oh, I believe that's just beyond the River Jordan. And they had other artifacts in this magical box that was important. But after a little while, when you start counting time, now in our place we don't do time. We only have now, which is the past, present, and future all together. There are more artifacts that are important than one box can hold. So, yes, there are different expressions, as you call it, as separate individual arcs of the covenant.
May I ask real quick, what was the result of the meeting of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba?
It was a financing meeting.
Okay. And what were they financing?
The building, the rebuilding and the building of the original temple.
Why rebuilding? Where was the one before?
Well, it was an ongoing work and a process.
Okay.
And so the Queen of Sheba existed, and who financed who?
The Queen of Sheba, which would what you would call Babylon, of that reign, had the financing resources. Isn't that an interesting word? Resources. You fight over those in your time, space, now, controlling resources to control or channel or funnel those sources. Oh, wait, source. Oh, wait, non-physical. Oh, wait, physical resources into a place that would give Solomon's empire or reign relevance. He was necessarily historically, well, historically, you have to look at that to see what your Wikipedia says regarding it, because it sort of changes a bit as you really look into it. But those resources came into a place to house what they called or described as the Holy of Holies.
Bob?
Is the Ark around today? Is it preserved somewhere, the Ark of the Covenant?
Everything that's ever been created still is.
In the physical?
In the, your physical.
There have been guardians or gatekeepers who have made sure those artifacts are preserved.
As they gave credence and importance to them.
Is there any special knowledge in handling these artifacts?
Yes, you, the creator, set the rules. Let's go back. Are you aware of a static discharge, sometimes a kinetic energy? Let's do something that you would necessarily resonate with. On a cool day, you would have touch a automobile on rubber tires, and there would be a static discharge.
Yes, sir.
A spark.
Yes.
And that's energy, and that's physical, and you can feel it. Okay?
Yes.
That's the ambient flow of static electricity. Well, if you magically, and we say magically not in any other way than it, then people don't understand it, you imbue something with power, okay? The more that power is imbued into that object, the more kinetic static resonance that object will pick up. The same way when you activate a microwave oven with your popcorn, it resonates and makes those kernels pop. Well, that's not a new technology. That's imbued with power. You plug it in. It has a magnetron that makes that be the process to warm liquid, to shake the molecular particulate, to increase its heat, and it will release itself in the form of heat, which can cook things, which can irradiate things. Well, the same process comes into this same box, gold-layered box, that you had to have a certain grounding, and that would have been the Levitical order, or the tribe of Levi. Their job was to go forth first, and in that process of first, they were the ones charged with handling the what you call the original mercy seat, or Ark of the Covenant. And see, before there was a temple, it was housed in tents. It was a mobile force, a mobile reality. And that process then opens a whole new dynamic of basically trying to control or contain the non-physical part of human beings that have a physicalness about them. You see, you judge a human being whether or not they have their spirit has left them or not. That's how you can tell if they've left your realm of physicalness. Well, each human has that non-physical part, the source energy part, and that's the part that resonates with everyone else. Mm. you see.
Yes.
And yet you're individual. You have your own embodied individuality. You are the creator of your universe. Your mother erroneously told you that the world doesn't revolve around you, when indeed it absolutely does.